I've noticed when I've interviewed a lot of these very successful people that even when they were very, very young, they had more than one job. When I interviewed T. Boone Pickens, you know, he had two or three paper routes when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. And there are other stories that these kids were born to be that way and energetic, looking for ways to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They were born to do this. And a Troy Smith was born to do this, no question about
that. It was.
That.
Cliff Hudson was delivered the Oklahoma newspaper. He'd get up 4 a.m. every day before school.
Yeah.
And that's very typical of that. I'm doing a museum exhibit in Durant on John Massey, who created a banking empire down there, well over 50 branches of his bank, mainly in Texas, but partly in southern Oklahoma. John Massey, at the age of 6, in the little town of Boswell, one-room school, state did not provide textbooks at the time. In the 1930s, you had to buy your own textbooks. John found they couldn't afford to buy the textbooks for him first grade. John goes to the local banker and borrows the money to buy his textbook, and he says, would you add a little bit more to the loan so I can buy a shoe shine stand? And he goes into town shining shoes to pay off his loan for his school books and the shoe shine kit until he gets old enough to deliver the newspaper. Gets out of world, out of the Army in the 1950s, gets a distributorship for the Oklahoman in southeastern Oklahoma. The habit of getting up at 4 a.m. Then he applies that to his banking empire. These people have that ability, and they're born with it, as you say. I've noticed the same thing in Jack Zink. Even though his dad had made a lot of money, he would get up and tear down a car and put it back together just to see how it worked. There's this early instinct for that willingness to take a risk, to be the entrepreneur that we see time and time again. And fortunately, in Oklahoma, we've had a lot of those over the years, the Sam Waltons, families with Hobby Lobby, the Greens. You get it in the oil patch, obviously, coming up. And we see it with Quick Stop. We see it with Sonic. We see it with TGNY. You see it with Otasco. I curated an exhibit here at the Oklahoma History Center a few years ago, and I tried to show the public that this spirit is there from a J.J. McAllister opening it and marrying a Choctaw woman and opening a little trading store as the Katy Railroad is building through in 1871, where the local Choctaws can come in and trade. Well, that grows. And then we take it into other entrepreneurs. And so the Sonic story there, I've got Marvin Gyra donated to us one of the original Sonic signs. Hmm. And there were some bullet holes in it because it had been behind his barn outside of Perry for years, but he gave it to us. Sonic paid to have it retooled, but it's up right now. And I show an interview with Troy Smith, an interview with Marvin Gyrus. We have two cabinets full of the merchandise from Sonic. But I also have Jack Zink story there. I have the Otasco story. I have the Bob Will story. I have the story of television and radio, early television in 49, radio starting in the 20s. All of that is part of the Oklahoma story. Unfortunately, we've had the kind of people who could make it work.
I'm thinking of Chester Cadjo and Quick Trip, and I interviewed him. You know, he was a print salesman driving around town looking for a way to make money, and then just happened to bump into Bert Holmes, and the two of them come up with Quick Trip. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
But it was the mind of Chester Cadjo. I don't want to be a print salesman the rest of my life. I need to look for a way to make money. I never thought that way. When I was working in a radio station, it never dawned on me that I want to own a radio station, that I want to run it. I just wanted to be on the radio. And I did that for 40 years. Well, maybe if I'd owned a radio station, I'd had a bunch of them. I'd had a network by now. But I did what I loved. It never even occurred to me. Did it ever occur to you to be a businessman, to own something?
Well, a little bit. Of course, I've done that with some real estate in the books. It's kind of an entrepreneurial thing because that's investing your time and effort, network. So 27 books later, here I am. But no, I wanted to do, I had a passion for history and for writing. And my mom was disappointed I didn't become a millionaire. She knew that I had a salesman's personality. She said, the old adage is there are three ways to become a millionaire. You inherit it, you marry it, or you sell it. And she said, Bob, you can sell it. Get out there and make us some money for the family. Take care of me in old age. Well, I disappointed her because I became a historian, vowed of poverty. But I was doing what I loved.
Yeah.
And when I give commencement speeches now, my final word is whatever you decide to do, do it with passion.
Yeah.
And follow it, and you will be a happy person at the end. You may not have much money, but you're going to be happy in what you've done.
Yeah, you'll never work a day in your life.
There you go.
Well, thank you. You've been very kind over the years to Voices of Oklahoma, your encouragement and your participation, and I appreciate it very much. So thank you, Bob.
Thank you, John.